Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
It's actually really sad. It's actually really sad that y'all follow these bitch-ass men who ain't never did nothing in life. They can't build the original content. If I died tomorrow, they would get evicted. Yeah, Ashanti, where you calling us from?
I'm calling you from the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Okay, pretty face. How old are you?
I am 27. My birthday was last Friday.
Got to know exactly who you are. Lord, have mercy. We must stay focused, brothers. We must.
Okay, is that Aquarius?
Capricorn.
Capricorn, okay. You have any children?
No children.
Ooh, no kids. Have you ever been married?
Never married.
Ooh, you got all the things these men in the comments be telling me they want.
Girl, don't say that. They're going to come after me, girl.
Okay, if you all this, why are you on the Kendra G show?
You're being a fucking asshole. This wasn't like
hold
you like
on
this.
A minute. You're calling me a cuck-tuck?
I am.
That's the question. You've been dealing with, you know, males since you were 17, at least a decade, 10 years. What the hell have you been doing? Why have you been failing for 10 years on the dating market?
Just give it to me straight.
If a woman that looked like this has to come on Kendra G or have to go on Hinge or Bumble or POF, that's the red flag in itself.
You can't handle the truth.
Listen, before she even start talking, I already know she thinks that her shit don't stink.
Don't you ever write nobody off. Never know what you might be missing till you get to know them. So take it from me, Mr. T.
They gonna come after you. What do you do for a living, honey?
I am a legal analyst.
Listen, you scored high, girl. We got Ashanti, Bay Area, 27, Capricorn. No kids, never married, legal analyst. What kind of guy you looking for, girl?
I'm looking for a proud black man.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black and I'm black.
Woo! We got right to it. Proud black man. Is that simple?
That's the start. So once we go down the list of the questions, we'll see who qualifies.
I told you so.
Don't guess. He said qualified. So okay. So fellas, let's see where you get exited off for the qualification. So first, he gotta be black and proud. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now deal breakers. What's the deal breaker?
Well, that's not all of it. I do have a short list prepared.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
Okay, so we're talking about emotional intelligence and reflective. Healthy family and friend relationships, genuine respect to animals. I do have a cat, and I love my cat. Everyone knows I love my cat. I'll never give up my cat.
I love cats. I love every kind of cat.
I want a gentleman that smells good. I just love a good cologne, a good social status, conscious of how he presents himself to the world, not only to his workplace, his friends, colleagues, all the way down the line.
So already we're talking about a top 0.01%er. She's talking about a man with high social status. I'm sure you caught that. He got to like animals. He got to be emotionally intelligent and reflective. Have a great relationship with friends and family. Look, we're already talking about the most elite. And she's not done. That's just the first quadrant of her list.
If she's so great, and she's showing up to work 5 days a week around other people who know other people who know other people. She's stopping to get gas. She's going by grocery stores. She's doing TikTok. All right. How many men are, where are all these great men that recognize this woman for being so great? Like it ends up telling on itself every time. And she's so fucking great.
That man already wouldn't like you.
You don't know that.
That man doesn't like a demanding woman who has to, you know, scroll down some list. There's nothing inviting about having some long list. There's nothing that comes off sweet about it. It just comes off like you're an arrogant bitch. who thinks you're God's gift to the planet. Let's break down how she got here. There's not too many options. She's either been fucking with top 5 percenters who don't give a fuck about her pretty face and her tight body, because that's just another Wednesday to them. That's the most likely reason why she's here. Or...
Now, this is why I started to get harsh.
She's just absolutely horrible to be in a relationship with. And realistically, it's probably both. Pretty women are unbearable to be in a relationship with. Because they just think they deserve everything, and they want everything to be perfect because they feel like they're perfect. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Every part of this is completely preposterous.
Secure confidence, assertive, protective, encourages our self-care. So not only does he take care of himself, he's happy and proud that I take care of myself as well. Consistent with actions and words. Effective communicator, appreciates traditional gender roles.
At this point, it's just becoming too much.
And values my femininity. Just a true gentleman all around.
You have like these high standards for your man, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you prepared to offer him?
Well, myself.
But like, well.
Okay, Ashanti. Now, mm-hmm. What are your deal breakers?
Ooh, okay. Needs to be consistently overstimulated. And this is with
stimulation. Wait, say it again?
Needs to be consistently overstimulated.
You just saying anything now, ho.
By the time a woman using all these therapy words, you know what I mean? She's not a good dating option. I don't care how good she look. Because this is what you're going to have to hear if you have a bad day or if you might raise your voice a little bit. Okay, I feel like you're being a narcissistic, you know, manipulator who's gaslighting, all those fucking buzzwords.
Narcissistic people in patriarchy is basic bitch, you know, hot buzzwords, right? Because she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
You're not in tune with your chakra and emotions. You're not being reflective. I don't want to hear all that shit after a long day at the office. You know what I mean? Life ain't perfect. Relationships aren't perfect. There's going to be some days where even if he is generally a gentleman or generally reflective or whatever, it's going to be certain days where he's not that. Because we're human, God damn it.
I'm a human being, God damn it! My life!
I would bet anything that she's not all these things in the reverse. And she wouldn't give the grace that she would demand when she having a bad day.
I guarantee you that.
I can guarantee you that.
Some people feel comfortable by smoking 24/7. I'm not even going to say 24/7. I don't want to put drastic. Smoking, drinking. They'll indulge in activities. And it honestly is a sign of depression. So I just want to make sure someone has a balanced life. Because I am not a smoker. So also someone who smokes is automatically out. Cigarettes, weed. I'm okay.
Go lay your ass back down and come holler at me tomorrow when you're sober. Because you high right now.
Can you imagine getting psychoanalyzed every second of the day you're around her? Nothing about this seemed cool. Nothing about this seemed chill. Like, nothing about this makes you say, this is the type of woman I would just want to sit up and eat chips with and watch Netflix. No. No, no, no. She seemed stuck up. She seemed bougie. And she seemed like she's a huge pain in the butt to deal with. She's read too many self-help books.
Now, should he look a certain way?
Oh, Kendra, I got more, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
I've been trying to move on. You be like,
I'm sorry, I know you don't feel good, so.
No, you're fine. It's okay. Just, when you pause, I'm thinking we're going to the next, but I apologize.
Okay,
so continue with the deal breaker list.
I'm fighting for my life.
See, when women have these long lists, it shows that they've never been in a real serious relationship. Anyone who's ever been in a 3-year-plus relationship know that all this is bullshit and all this pretty much go out of the window when life happens, when real life happens. Like I said, when you come home from a hard day, when your mom just died. You see what I'm saying?
And I just don't understand. Like, I just don't get it.
When you're stressed out from work, when you're depressed about something that happened in another area of your life. All this shit goes out the window when it comes to being an actual human and being there for another human. and making a relationship work through thick and thin.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard about that.
Smoker, too passive, someone who just can't stand on their word and people please. So if we're having a conversation and, you know, you feel one type of way, I say something, you lean towards me and I haven't even explained myself yet because I'm me. No, explain yourself. This is a safe space. Consistent self-doubt, insecurity, avoids responsibility, decision-making, comfortable with dead ends, or you just feel like you just have a miserable life, that you just down and out and life will never get better. Leave me alone. I'm happy over here.
That's not me being a bitch. That's not me being difficult. That's me having a standard.
Disrespectful towards waiting staff. That is something I stand true. I am polite. I have manners. I am extremely vocal towards wait staff with appreciation. Won't play that on the first date. Plays too many word games. A private dater. I want to date someone publicly.
Shut the fuck up. But niggas, I'll spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
I would like photos. I would like anniversaries. I would like gatherings. I want to be included and be a part of your life. Pastors, deacons, or anyone that's holier than thou.
I'm starting to think almost 98% of women are retarded.
Someone who thinks they're holier than thou. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like anyone we know? The men she would respect not going for all this dominance and telling him what he got to do and what he can't do. They're just not going to do it. Men with balls and self-esteem is going to shut all this shit down with the quickness. Like, oh, whoa, who you running? You ain't running me?
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
You could dead that right now. You ain't running shit with me. That's what a man with balls is going to say. And that's the type of man she going to respect. All this goes out the window when a real one come in and, you know, take control the way he's supposed to take control in this woman's life. By the time you abiding by all these rules, she will not respect you, I assure you. By the time you even hint that you care about any of this that she's talking about, she will not respect you.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
Womanizer, trophy chaser. I am not your 50-year-old trophy wife. Not happening. You worked all your life. You avoided the women that were probably the best for you. You didn't take them serious. I'm 27. Not for you. I'm not your reward. Sorry.
Well, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Here's the thing, baby. There's 100 million of you out there that want this man. So no problem. He ain't gonna argue with you. None of these type of men are gonna argue with you. Oh, for real? Oh, anyway, next. She talking like she has all this power and leverage, like she's the only skinny, cute bitch looking for an elite man.
Somebody done told you wrong.
questions or sexual orientation. We're going to skip over that one. Overly complicated, complex communication style. Mm-hmm. And has children.
Okay. Okay. Shanti, you're a legal analyst. Are you going to become a lawyer?
I would like to be. I was in hopes to find someone early on and continue my career. I just don't want to dedicate myself to a career so early, and I don't have kids. Girl, I got a man. That's why I'm on here. So hopefully in the future, if that opportunity comes, I will most definitely take it.
Okay. I was just curious because you definitely breaking it down like a lawyer, child. Don't play with Ashanti.
Oh, now I can give some advice, but don't put me on paperwork.
Oh, goodness. Okay, can I go to the next question or are there more?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. So the next question is, should he look a certain way?
So I'm just going to describe him. So I'm looking for a man that has a classic, timeless style. The new age kids called it clean man aesthetic, clean aesthetic, trim facial hair. I prefer haircuts. I'm not really a fan of men with long hair. If you look like a standard man in a suit. So if you go shopping and you just think of an ideal clean cut gentleman that would buy a suit, fit in suit, that's what I'm looking for. No piercings, no visible tattoos. Neck, face, hands, not into it. No fashion hair colors. Natural gray is okay. I don't want a man that bleaches his hair. Different colors. Not into it. Colored fingernails. Fashionably accessorized is okay. No gangster jewelry.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.